Yes, a very good afternoon and good evening to you all. And more specifically tonight, a very good evening to the youth, you know, the entrepreneurs, the policy makers, the consumers. And welcome to that is, of course, the business and economic segment with me, Kaveve Themburuka, as well as
David Shombe.
Hey.
Yes.
Today we're just going to be continuing on from the conversation of the home run. We're just going to be talking about how they zoomed in on the matters of renewable energy and if Namibia can fully make its grid green. And they indicated the conversation of renewable energy is mostly driven by the issue of climate change. So we will also be engaging in on that. And just as a young person, you know, David, who's entering the economy now.
Indeed.
I feel kind of, you know, confused.
Yeah.
Because all these elders, all our leaders right now.
Yeah.
They're talking about green energy transitions. They're
Indeed.
Talking about climate change.
Yeah.
And to me, and probably every other youth in the country right now, we're just like, what is going on?
Yeah, no, Kaveh, you are correct. No, first, I just want to welcome all our listeners that today is it's not Kanjengo Kankwanyoka,
but
it's David Shombe and Kaveh Themburuka. So, welcome to Business and Economic Segment. This is a show where people interrogate economic development. We give a reflection to the progress of the country. And we also look at what are some of the achievements of Namibian economy, how is Namibian economic structure, and more specifically on what is the impact of certain industries in Namibian economy in order for us to build, you know, a very inclusive and advanced economy where everyone is included. So, Kaveh, just before we move forward, you know, when I talk about inclusive economy, I'm not only talking about the economy which is driven by investors or which is driven by elders, but in this regard, we are going to discuss about, climate change, renewable energy, and inclusion of young people in that sector.
Yeah.
Yes.
And just like how I was saying, you know, we just want to unpack what it really means when we talk about green energy, what it really means when you talk about climate change.
Yeah.
Just to generalize it to the point that even a regular individual on the street, you know, can understand. Because sometimes these fancy terms are being thrown around.
Yeah.
People are using deep English words.
Yeah.
And as we are left wondering.
you know what is very funny is what is also inhibit effective communication is failing to communicate effectively, especially from the field of science, because most of the scientists who started with different projects, although climate change is not something which just started, something which happened and it affected especially us developing countries. You see the impact of climate change to Namibia, although apparently we don't contribute a lot to this greenhouse gases emission. Now, In terms now of simplifying it, or maybe in terms of now information, for a very long time, they were not transformed or they were not communicated effectively.
Yeah,
they were not communicated effectively. That's why when you, even I think now Namibia is changing, but when you go to these conferences, when you listen to these discussions about the world is changing to green energy. People are focusing on investing in wind energy. They are focusing now on investing on solar energy. They are focusing now on investing on hydropower. And most interestingly, focusing on green hydrogen, which is our basic industry now, which more investment is coming in.
Yeah.
Most of the people who are excluded in this case is young people.
Yes.
Yeah, it's young people because not really to say the young people, they don't want to participate. It's only that these things are seen as high level. They are seen as political meetings. And they are seen as, you can't just enter there with your, you need to prove to somebody that you are able to understand. But my question, Kaveh, just before we move, is always here to say, why on earth, I'm not anti-elders. I'm for inclusivity, but I want our listeners to understand me very well. Why on earth somebody who is, let me say, is 60 years old or maybe 55 years old is planning for my future, but I'm not there. You are planning for the future of this country, but I'm not partaking in that. Who's going to own my resources?
Exactly.
Those are some of the deep questions that now we need to to ask ourselves, because at the end of the day, start with information.
Yeah.
How was the information shared, and who is part of these industries? But young people, if I have to ask you, where are we most of the time? Maybe you can go in. Where are we?
You know, the problem with young people nowadays is that most of the time we put ourselves in the wrong position.
Yeah.
Because even in terms of information, of receiving information or looking for information, we always find ourselves on social media, you know, TikTok, Twitter.
Yeah.
And we're not there to even, you know, Googling maybe government policies or whatever. We're just there for memes.
Yeah, there are meme lords and meme queens.
For entertainment purposes. And we should really start using our platforms in a way that we can learn from them.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if we position ourselves in a position where we are interested in our future.
Yeah.
And you hear the term being thrown around that the youth is the future leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah.
But then we have to become leaders of today.
No, no, you start where you are, you know, with what you have. Because other countries, other developed countries, they made sure that from a very younger age, they include their young people in their national strategic plans.
Mm-mm.
Not only to come in when you are already maybe 40 years or 50 years.
Yeah.
You need to start wise young. What are you guys discussing? Can you simplify it to me so I understand it? And the other thing also is that when we are focusing on the aspect of, for example, particularly on renewable energy, because most of the young people we are going to universities, because this thing is cut across. I was given an opportunity to interview one of the young scientists who partook at COP29 in Asia. The country is very difficult to pronounce, but I know the capital city is Baku. That is where the ongoing now international conversation about climate change is happening.
Mm.
And the focus for this year is on finance.
Mm.
Then when this guy now started talking to me, I realized that, because I asked him a lot of questions to say, my brother, I want you to simplify to me so that I can make a young person or even a kid to understand what is going on.
Yeah.
Because Kave, we are just here on TikTok and looking for memes, but the world is moving very fast.
Yeah.
A lot of young people from different countries are attending international conferences, and they are making policies for us. And it's very scary. That guy started explaining to me, and he indicated to me that there was a lot of pressure from international institutions to say, in the next 20 years or so, let me say in the next 10 years, you know, you see a lot of cars running not only from using of oil of fuel.
Mm.
People are focusing on using electric cars, which are using batteries, which are made from things like green hydrogen.
Yeah.
People are there discussing about high level things, but we are just here on, we are on TikTok. And but the question is that who should call us on the table, or what do you think should be done, especially when it's come to a young person? Because from your answer, I want to come back to planning of careers for young people to enter. What do you think should be done?
I feel like for young people, really, if we show the curiosity, if we show the will, the drive that we actually care about these topics, I don't feel like it would be that hard for our government to include us. Because even now, as we are seeing for the elections, a lot of parties actually were adding a lot of youth to their parliamentary lists. And that just goes to show that they're interested in having the youth at the forefront of these conversations.
Yeah.
And they want us to be engaged. But then how do we maybe position ourselves better to join not necessarily parties, but organizations rather.
And industries.
And industries that where we can become the forefront of these conversations. Yeah.
No, you are absolutely right. You're absolutely right because, you know, when it comes now, because you can't just be a young person, you come from great, let me say grade 10, then you want to enter. I don't want to say these people who end up in grade 10 should not enter conversations.
Yeah.
I want to say no. In terms of you now planning your future and planning of your careers, when you go to university, these are also some of the things that we were not told about it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as a young black person who completed grade 12, whatever point you got, there's always this... line to say, no, Kaveh, you are not going to study media in my house.
Yeah, it's true.
You are only a teacher, a nurse.
Today could just be Monday or Tuesday or blah day. Or it could be the day that TAFL makes your day. Turn today terrific. Just buy a 750ml TAFL. SMS your code to 77700 and you could win. You could make today chilled with instant prizes like TAFL bucket hats or tasty with Kapana. Or you could make it lekker with one of 10 grand prize Namibia road trips and cash for you and three friends worth 50,000 Namibian dollars. See social media for more details. Make your day. Make it a TAFL today. T's and C's apply. Not for persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
So, you want to join them for drinks tonight?
Yeah, that would be great.
But you want to be clear-headed tomorrow?
But that's impossible, right?
Nope. With the new Heineken 00, now you can. So go ahead. Make every hour a happy hour. Whenever. Heineken 00. Now you can. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio.
Welcome back to the business and economic segment.
Where were we? We were talking about career planning. Let me say, there's always this thing of restricting your kids to do something because you want them to be safe.
Mm.
Not necessarily that you want them to be safe. You want them to do what you have been doing for a very traditional career following, what you've been doing for a very long time. But this thing now, the world is changing. There's different priorities now.
Mm.
Yeah, people are putting more money on green energy. If, let me say your kid, to parents and guardians who are listening, let me say now you have a child who is studying law, for example.
Mm.
If you are studying law to be a lawyer, in the next 10 years, most of the things that you are going to face, they are going to be focused. Most of the either disputes, either in terms of advisory, most of these things that you are going to face, these things are going to be more concerned with industries of green hydrogen. That's why make sure that when you go to school, the research that you are making, align it to the future industries.
Mm.
Because otherwise, it's going to be very difficult for you to survive in that economy. Those are the things that we're not taught about. If you are in media, you know, it's cutting across. If you are in media, you must learn how to either report or write about specific issues, especially things which are going to be more on what is going to be trending. Yeah, that's why this concept of who should include us in the conversation of renewable energy, or who should include us in the conversation of economic development of our future, I think it's something which need to be done by everyone.
Yeah,
it's something which need to be done by everyone, and it's also something which we need to interrogate these things, because for you to have a country which is progressing, you can't do it alone.
Yeah,
no matter how smart, how many academic qualifications you have, how good you speak and convince people, you always need a team.
Mm.
Yeah, you always need a team, and you always need everyone. From religious, academics, policymakers, civil society organizations, even international institutions.
Mm.
But the question is, where are your youth?
Mm.
Yeah, that is the question I have to pose. Where are your youth?
Where are your youth? And most definitely, I feel like we also have to just dissolve that mindset of like, I can't engage in this certain conversation about green hydrogen because I'm not that well informed. Like, when are you going to get well informed if you're not engaging?
Yeah.
Like, these are the types of questions we have to ask ourselves, because if you don't put yourself in the space of learning about green hydrogen, you're never going to learn.
Yeah.
So go to those conferences, attend those meetings, tune in when it's a live streaming like the one that was on today. This is how you learn this type of information. And if you just stay back and you stay seated, you won't learn at the end of the day.
I think it's something that also, our government is somehow also failing to recognize. Because if you come to a certain, if you have a certain public engagement, you are with investors, you are with different stakeholders, but you are still far from your people. Yes, we know you are negotiating on our behalf. you know, you are getting, funds to develop those industries.
Mm.
Like when you listen to this conversation, the conversation which was organized by Green Hydrogen Program.
Yeah.
You realize that, yes, these are policies which are focusing on our economic development, but what time should I get into those conversations?
Mm.
Because if you are coming there with all your protocols, with all your suits, young people will not come to you.
Mm, exactly.
They will think it's not there. It's not their table.
Mm.
And we have this tendency. I don't know. I think it's everywhere. But for you to develop, you need everyone. Mm. It's everywhere. It's a generational conflict. You know, if I'm with my uncle at home, there's always this thing to say, you know, speak in Oshu about to say, no, maybe just to translate it to the listeners, just to say, no, you know, the strength of men end with us.
Mm-mm.
You guys, you are too weak. I like having conversation with elders because I want to understand, where are you coming from now?
Yeah.
Then you say, no, you guys are too weak. The strength of men end with us. Then I say, okay, it's end with you. But you know what I'm going to tell my grandkids mm. or my grandchildren? I'll say I was also A, B, C, and D, and what? Because if you are failing to recognize my generation,
mm.
and you only think that you are the good person, you are not going to develop.
Yeah.
You are not going to develop. Yeah, we are going to the break, and next time, and when we are coming back from the short commercial break, we are going to talk about academic institutions, and we are also going to talk about a bit of youth and research.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk.
Yes, welcome back to the business and economic segment. We are still talking about how the youth can include themselves into these green hydrogen talks, you know, these climate change talks that are going on within the country.
Yeah.
Now, David, just before the break, we mentioned that if you want to, you know, be included in this conversation, if you want to understand it, you have to attend these conferences that are always ongoing. You have to attend these meetings that are always ongoing.
Yeah.
And I know that on the 30th October, was it?
Yeah.
You attended a green hydrogen conference.
It was a media briefing.
Yeah, just reflect on that and what you take away from that.
No, after I come from that media engagement, I realized that there's a lot of things that I thought I knew,
mm-hmm.
but it's not too late to enter the conversation, and it's also not too late to engage in the conversation regarding the development of the country. You know, the Green Hydrogen Commissioner, Mr. James Nyupe, is undeniable. He's a very smart guy. Very smart guy. And he understands, to me, I think he understands how things are going, the system. But the aim of that briefing, if I have to tell you, it was more about his trip to China.
Mm.
He went with his team to Shanghai and Xinfeng. If I'm pronouncing it very well, guys, you should not mind about my pronunciation of the Chinese town. Then he indicated that the aim of him going there is to get technical know-how, just how to get skills. And also, you get the structure of how green hydrogen is implemented, because he mentioned that he went to visit Envisioned Energy Company. For those of you guys who have internet, Envisioned Energy Company is a Chinese company which is operating in more than, I think, 5 continents. And these guys are using green hydrogen.
Mm.
and they have high level of technology. They are using data from satellites. And he was simplifying it to that extent from production of, you know, wind turbines, you know, these windmills, we call them wind turbines, which provide energies to the outside, to the end product of producing, batteries for cars like Mercedes-Benz, BM, and Nissan.
Mm.
Then I say, wow, if what is being said could be done in Namibia.
Mm.
There's no country in Africa that's going to beat us. There's no country in Africa that's going to beat us because we are going to be the next South Africa in this industry. But I realized that one thing that need to be emphasized on is, as we were mentioned to say, is an inclusion of young people in that aspect, and also the direct and indirect involvement.
Mm.
Because when people are discussing about your country, and it's only few people who understand this, and you are far from that conversation, that thing, you know, it's not right. People may end up, everyone is, 80%, we end up having 20% of the people who are benefiting from that, but you have a lot of guys who are still behind.
Mm.
Because, you know, the question, the very difficult question, if I have to ask you now, Kaveh, if now we have a green hydrogen plant fully established, where are you going to work in? If you just have to position yourself, are you going to be a guard, a security guard in the, you know, it's not wrong.
Yeah.
But do you really want to aim for that in your country?
Mm.
When people are driving the economy of your country, are you going to be a guard or are you going to be the one who is in charge?
Yeah.
That is a very difficult question that we need to ask ourselves. Yeah, we are going to give opportunities to our listeners to contribute to these conversations. But before we go there, let me throw in a question regarding the academia. Academic institutions were not supposed to operate in silo, because, you know, academic institutions were supposed to produce for industries.
Mm.
But in Namibia, when you are looking at it now, you are only producing graduates. Then you say, no, you guys are done. Congratulations. Then you keep quiet.
Yeah.
Lack of, connecting these young people to industries. Or, you know, there was one guy who said, no, you guys, you must not only focusing on acquiring your qualifications, but you must also focusing on continue advancing your skills. Because by the time you are done with your university, things have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the time you are done with your university, you have robotics, which are here.
Mm.
Yeah. That's why it's always good to make sure that if you want to include us, make sure that you are training us for the right things, and also make sure that you are producing quality products which can contribute to the development of the country. Because it's really painful to have somebody who spent 7 years at university come out of that university with 2 degrees or a master's or whatsoever, but you can't contribute to the development of your country. Maybe you want to contribute before I...
Thing that I like about Namibia and all of this green hydrogen talks is that we have other countries, you know, to use as examples. Like how you mentioned that James went to China to go get insight. This is a sector that we are new to the sector, but then there's other developed nations who already went through this whole process. So we have an example to look at, so we don't make the same mistakes.
Yeah, indeed.
And also, like something that I read in an article that James actually remarked on is that the whole thing that he likes about the green hydrogen sector is that it's bringing back talent home.
Indeed.
Yeah, what I mean by that is that people, you know, they went out to the other countries out there, to the Western countries, to learn more.
Yeah.
Because our country couldn't provide this type of theory for them. So So they went there to go do that. But then now that Namibia is welcoming it, now that we're implementing it, people are actually coming back home to kind of invest their talents in their own country and to work for their own country with their own bare hands. So it's giving us that opportunity to build our country.
Yeah.
It's giving us that opportunity to engage within our own country, to do things ourselves.
You know, before our late President Kon May his soul rest in peace. You know, if I can remember correctly, in 2022, there was COP27, if I'm not mistaken, in Egypt. Then international banks.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Lipura nenge no wapungwa eva tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile.
Yeah, Kave, to our listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment. This is a show where we unpack current economic trends. We are also discussing, reflecting on the progress of the economy of the country. And we are also also coming up with you know, critical conversations which can promote inclusive education. You know, today Kanjeko Kangwanyoka is not here, but he is always posing difficult questions that people don't want to question. Mm. Because if somebody asks very difficult questions to you, a very difficult question, it can be very painful when you are getting a question.
Yeah.
But if you reflect back, is this going to help me, or is this going to help my country? Because some of us, if you find me at a place and you are telling me something which is honest, I know I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Then you advise me.
Mm.
I can deny it, but when I go home, I say, but why did Kave say A, B, C, and D to me?
Mm.
You know, it's always that self reflection. Which I know, where are we going wrong? Why do we have a country which have much resources, but we are still, you know. Atuna nanon that, you know, Shuambo, it's like you are putting with gear 3. It's like you are struggling.
Yeah,
you are struggling.
Mm.
Yeah. So that is a question that we need to ask ourselves. So in this regard, let us give our listener time to contribute to the conversation, and then we can proceed.
You can call in, you know, share your opinions, share in your contributions. Our studio number is 083-288-8401. That is 083-288-8401.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only one Namibian dollar. And
hello. Yes. Good evening. How are you?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
You are speaking to Mlemba from the coast.
Yes, Mlemba, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Yes.
Yes, greeting to the radio. No, you guys, you are asking a very valid question, eh?
Yes.
If you just check President Sam Nujoma,
yeah,
who was a president when people are drafting, who was a visionary when he came up with, when his government,
yeah,
come up with Vision 2030.
Yes.
Now, if you can go to Etunda and ask him now, it's an old man.
Yeah.
He cannot even hear you. If you check even last year when he was donated cattle by the former governor of Angwena region during his birthday.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, he's talking to himself now. Those are valid questions. You have the current Swapo presidential candidate is always telling the people about Agenda 1063. Even me, who is speaking here,
yeah,
I will never reach there. How can you try to enact and craft a vision for people that you know you are not going to foresee?
No, Mlemba, you are not wrong at all. You know what I want to ask. You know, we have a very critical conversation that we are asking,
yes,
ourselves to say now. How can we bring people whose future is being planned to the table? How can we do that? What is your advice on that ground?
You see, the problem is, even now,
yes,
SWAPO, they are having a, their manifest, what? They are unpacking their manifest in a hotel in Mavis Bay. You ask and say, can I be able to attend if you am not a SWAPO member?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
They are not reverting back to you because they know you people who are not their member, they are going to ask them uncomfortable questions. And that's the reality, the reality. We need to get in contact with the reality so that we can be able to drive this country forward. And I like the question that you asked the lady there. Now, the question that I always, guys, that I ask you.
Yeah.
If we couldn't benefit from our gold, our diamonds, look how our diamond is looking.
Yeah.
How are you so adamant that now we are going to benefit from green hydrogen? Did you come up with new laws that should govern green hydrogen? Or you are just going to govern green hydrogen with the same laws that ensure that exploitation of diamond, gold, manganese, fish is happening in Namibia?
Those are very good questions. Those are very questions that we all need to engage.
It was last week, né?
Yeah.
He brought someone from
green hydrogen program.
Green hydrogen.
Yes.
I was phoning and I'm not going through.
You're not going through?
No, I'm not going through. Yes. I can tell you now, that gentleman was sharing that dream. Can I tell you now?
No.
According to the occupational health and safety,
yes,
Namibia does not even have a law in place.
Now, Mr. Mulemba, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
What is your advice? Because for the country to move forward, I know it's easy to have a very good analyst who can point out what is not working.
Yes.
Because when Kanjengo was here, I was also in the studio. He indicated that this is going to be a weekly thing. He's going to, because the aim is to give information about, this thing called green hydrogen. Most of the people don't understand what is going on. Because if we come together and sit, then I listen to your advice. That is the only way that we are going to move forward. Because if you think about an international institution investing in your country, there is something there, unless we don't understand that we have something.
Yeah. Yes. Now, your question, you say, what is that need to be done?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
First of all, we need to repeal the current law. Our current, all our laws.
All of them.
Yes.
Okay.
All our laws that we are using currently, including our constitution, it's outdated.
Okay.
Because if you go to the constitution, Article 100 of the Namibian constitution,
yeah,
says surveillance in ownership of natural resources.
Is it doable in the next 2 years?
No. We are already right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The question is, why are you so adamant that you're going to benefit in green hydrogen?
Yes.
With the same law that made sure that Olanjamund look like a farm, but diamond is finished.
Maybe I have learned...
Look like a farm, but fish is about to finish.
Maybe I've learned a lesson from the mistake which I have done.
Excuse me?
Maybe I've learned the lessons from mistakes which I have done.
How could you learn a lesson if you didn't come up with a new law?
No, I hear you. So what is your I like your analysis. I like your analysis. Yes. And honestly, for us to move forward, if we are in a discussion, for us to move forward, just for our sake of our country, whatever religious you are, whatever political party you are, for us to move forward, we need to agree on what we have done and what can we do better. Because if I'm just coming here and say, no, Mr. Mlemba, you did A, B, C, and D 200 years ago, we are not going to...
How can we agree with people who are having position of power and position of trust because they are having that entitlement?
Yeah.
And they are always refusing to listen to the truth, but, and they are provocative and dissonant. Because if
you are not
willing to listen to me, how can you change?
What did you do as a private citizen to change that? Apart from now, politician, what did you do?
I'm doing it now. Where I'm saying,
yeah,
we need to repeal all our laws. Our laws are outdated.
Okay.
You understand? Because there's no way you are telling me
yeah.
we are going to benefit from green hydrogen.
Yes.
With the same law that we have,
yeah,
whereby Swakopulanium, third largest uranium mine in the world,
yes,
the biggest in Africa.
Yes,
that mine will cross, and we benefit. We are benefiting zero.
Mm-hmm.
We have that. When we have the same law,
yeah,
that gave them the biggest uranium mine in Africa to Chinese free of charge, and they are now telling me we are going to benefit in Kenya's region.
So
somebody else, not me.
Okay, I hear you very well. So in simple terms, we must focus on the laws before we move.
Yes, we must repeal all the laws. All the laws are outdated. They are not in touch with the community. And we must also invest in human capital and human capacity.
No, that is a very good point.
We are going to be base tenders.
Just
the same with Swaba Pilanium. Go there. If you go in the office for Swaba Pilanium,
yeah,
there at the management level, you cannot see Namibians. The people who are making invoices, what should the uranium cost when it's exported out of Namibia, is the Chinese, not Namibian. How can you have a foreigner that come and determine the place of your raw material in your own country?
Okay, no, I hear you. And I like the point that you have said about building human capital. Maybe, yes, maybe you can also advise us on academic institutions, because there was a very critical question, especially from the public, about what are you producing for my industry? Because we have industries.
Yes, yeah. The question I want to ask, why is the president of the country is the chancellor of the university?
Come again?
Why is the always the country president is the chancellor of the university?
Which university?
UNAM.
But who is the chancellor of NASTA?
The chancellor of UNAM was the current president, Dr. Nangolo Mbumba. It was Kuhamba, then Haga did not want it, then he gave it to Nangolo Mbumba. I'm asking you.
But you know, but okay, I hear you.
Yes,
okay,
we need to be realistic, because the president is want to check what kind of education that these people get. The same thing is dealing with the security cluster.
But then if that was the case, don't you think you'd be the chancellor for all the universities across the country? Because why specifically is only the chancellor of UNAM? Because maybe that's a UNAM issue.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's only...
Because why you are there? Thank you, Kaveh. Because we don't only have one national university.
Yeah.
We have NASIS also now a national university. We have a private university also, IUM. Different chancellors, different operations. But you know what? I wanted your advice on academic institutions' contribution to our industries, especially in the current changes of going to the green energy. Do you think we are producing what we need to produce?
My brother, I'm speaking here.
Yeah.
If we could be producing what we need to produce,
yeah,
you must know that Losing was handed over, Chumeb Smelter was handed over,
okay,
Namport was handed over.
Yeah.
What is those case study? What is that telling you? We cannot even be able to learn institutions.
Okay. Okay, I hear you. Let us give an opportunity to our next caller.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yes, that is our caller, Mr. Mlemba. It's very difficult question.
Difficult questions.
Difficult questions.
A lot of emotions.
But you know, sometimes it's always it's right to express your view, and it's always good to point out what needs to be done. Because we have been blaming each other a lot. We wanted
That's
to beat
true.
Each other. We wanted to beat our parents, because what they tell us that it's only that they fought for this country. Okay, you fought for this country. Thank you. But let's talk about what's going to happen to me now.
Mm.
What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my kids? Because there's no way my kids is going to be a receptionist in a green hydrogen industry. It's not right. It's not right at all.
Mm.
Yeah, those are some of the questions that we need to... Let's wait for... Call us. We still have 15 more minutes.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free.
directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Ipura nenge no wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete okoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshe.
Yes, welcome back to that is, of course, the business and economic segment. And, you know, David, our call actually made me think, you know, he mentioned us having to appeal all our, the laws of our country in order for this to fully be...
It's a very tough job. It's
going to be a very tough job. But then that makes me think, like, you know, back to our conversation of including the youth. How can we truly become the agents of change?
Yeah, you know, Mr. Mlemba is right somewhere.
Yeah.
Not everything that he said, I'm agreeing with him.
Mm.
But there are points that he mentioned to say, look, if you want to move forward, let's repeal the laws. Mm. But not all the laws. I'm not agreeing with all the laws.
Yeah.
Maybe let's try to look, what did we do wrong?
Mm.
Because you can't tell me we did not do right things.
Yeah.
We did right things, but we did not do enough. Mm. Then we, if you can agree with that, then you say, no. Now, what can we do well?
Yeah.
Yeah, what can we do well? Which laws? Because if you are saying all the laws, I think you are taking us back again, and we are not going to recover from that.
Yeah,
yeah. Because it's practically impossible to change all the laws, and we are going to spend a lot of time there. And I've never seen that. But he mentioned to say no, let us not handle green hydrogen the way other things are handled.
Yeah,
that is something that you need. That you can also see that no, there is a point in his conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think regarding now the industries, regarding now the reskillings, because when you talk about this thing of climate change and investing in renewable energy, it's not only about people who went to universities. You know, we have people who went to vocational training centers. Yeah, there was a conversation from Helmut and Dwight. They were talking about the advancement of skills.
Yeah.
Especially this morning, they were talking about advancement of skills. If let me say you have a diploma in either it can be plumbing, it can be welding, it can be fitter and tanning. These are the guys which need to be advanced because if I have to take you to what we were showed about how to establish a green hydrogen plant.
Mm.
You need everyone there. You need a truck driver. You need a welder. You need a communicator. Maybe one day you're going to be in the marketing industry of green hydrogen. You need people of different skills, but which are aligning their careers to that industry. There was one caller.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Ipura nenge no wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete okoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Konongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano.
Yes, well, welcome back. We are still talking about how we, the youth, or how we who feel, you know, left behind in this conversation of green energy, of renewable energy, of climate change. How can we become part of this discussion? You can air out your contribution, of course, by calling us in studio. Our studio line is 083-288-8401. That is 083-288-8401. 8401. Yeah. And you know, David, I was actually thinking,
yeah,
like, how can we really join the conversation though? Like, do we start up petitions? Do we bulldoze. If everybody sign the petition?
Go through the door.
We go through the door with the bulldozer.
You know, sometimes one thing I have seen is that there is always
life is full of firsts. Your first crush and your first date. Your first interview and your first job. Your first car and your first road trip. But there's nothing quite like that first sip of Heineken. Our five-star credentials ensure that every sip is uniquely balanced for that refreshing first. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
You know, Kaveh, what I was saying is that if you have interest and you come to the table, because there is always a fear of what are the people going to say.
Yeah.
And there is a rejection before you open your mouth. Which I know we are at the high level meetings. There is nothing high level about any meeting if you are discussing about things of bread and butter issue.
Yeah.
Yes, there is respect. There are those meetings that you cannot enter. But if there is something which is going to be discussed about development, everyone has a right to go and ask in a very respectful way. No, you will be surprised. Some people, we have brilliant people in the corners of Namibia. We have seen them.
Yeah.
But these guys are not given platform. You are a genius in the wrong environment. Mm. We are a genius in an environment which is not necessary to say is rejecting you. It's not appreciating or recognizing of talents. Mm. Yeah, that's why for us to enter the conversation, in my view, as young people, any conversation regarding economic development of our country, I think we should not beg. Mm. We should find a way how to communicate with our leaders.
Yeah.
It can be universities, administrators, or university heads, head of research institutions, private sectors. Because, you know, a country cannot only be run by a government.
Mm.
We have business people. What is your contribution to the research? Yeah, just before we are about to wrap up, there's one thing I wanted to talk about, research. You know, every student at university doing a degree, any student doing a particularly honors degree, there is an element of research, and it's a very difficult module to a lot of people, but if you are very clever enough in most of industries, make sure that when you are a final year at the university or at the college doing any degree, make sure that you align your research topic to what is needed.
Mm.
If you are in business, you must investigate about the impact of a certain business strategy on green hydrogen. If you are in engineering, you must find the models or mechanical models which can improve in green hydrogen industry or maybe renewable energy. Because that is the only way we are going to survive. Because after that, it's going to be very easy for you when you enter the industry.
Mm.
Yeah, because otherwise, it will take us a very long time to be capacitated and all those things. And that is what I wanted to contribute in this regard.
Yeah, and you know, renewable energies are paramount, I think, in shaping our planet sustainable and prosperous future. That's why this is a conversation that everybody has to become a part of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because also when we speak about renewable energy, we're talking about a sector that's providing jobs.
Yeah.
And us, especially as the youth, we are part of the population that's the most unemployed right now. So if you cannot join a conversation talking about how a job is being created for you.
You are absolutely correct.
Mm.
Maybe we need to ask also this question to say, why renewable energy?
Mm.
Is renewable energy because our country, we are already suffering from the impact of climate change.
Yeah.
The rain is not raining heavily anymore as it used
our
to.
Our dams are running out of water.
Yeah, if you go to hold up them, you understand.
Yeah.
You understand. No, the rain is not falling as it has been doing. We have drought in the country.
Mm.
Everyone is running for food. It's food insecurity.
Yeah.
A drought is an emergency. Now, what is the solution? We have now resources in our disposal. We just need to make sure that whoever is coming from anywhere, we must be there, all of us. Now, let's go there.
Yeah.
Let's go there in a very respectful way. Let us, research about our resources.
Mm.
And also let us, you know, especially as young people, let us just not be meme lords. I love memes, but I can't watch memes every day.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Because it's one thing to make noise on social media, yeah, but then it's also another thing to have a valid conversation that's actually going to impact your future.
Indeed. And what is very funny about most of the people who are, you know, it's something which I have seen. Mm. Most of the people who are very active on social media, some of them, they are writing good points. I don't know if they are copying and pasting or maybe they are just good at writing.
Yeah.
Meet them somewhere.
Mm.
Meet them at, can be at the party, can be at an official engagement. Let's have a conversation. I've seen you talk about a certain topic. They won't.
It's true.
Yeah, because most of the people, we are there on social media, but are we really able to come forward and have a very serious conversation?
Mm.
So it's very difficult.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Welcome back to the business and economic segment with Kaveh and David.
Yes.
Just to sum up before we hand over to the next show.
Yeah.
We had a very insightful talk, a very impactful talk.
Indeed,
I believe. A lot of emotions.
Yeah. No, it's always necessary.
Yeah, it's always necessary.
Yeah.
So we were just basically talking about how the youth can become a part of the conversation of renewable energy as well as climate change, because these are things that we are seeing are dominating our country's talks right now.
Yeah.
Namibia is trying to transition to a greener economy, and we as the youth need to understand how that impacts us and it impacts our future, because as future leaders or as leaders even starting right now, how will we be able to be in a position to make decisions for the country if we're not really engaging into these talks that are, it looks like it's where the country is heading, it's where the whole world is heading, you know, greener economies, saving energy conservations and all of those things. So we have to understand how do we can become a part of these conversations, and how do we most importantly do it so the right way, the respectful way. How do we really approach our lawmakers? How do we really, you know, put ourselves out there to have these conversations in the first place? And David, you remarked on what James said from the Green Hydrogen program about they went to China just to go get an insight on how Namibia can go about all of this and how we can learn from those developed nations, how from their mistakes, so that we entering this sector cannot make the same mistakes again.
Mm.
And just why it's important for the youth to be here, because, you know, this is a sector that's creating job opportunities.
Yeah.
How do we become a part of that, you know? Just put yourself in that position where you can become that solar installation person for the green hydrogen project. You can become that person who's managing the energy.
Yeah.
All of these things, you know, we have to put ourselves in that position to take over for, you know, the coming years.
Yeah.
Our leaders are planning our future for us.
Indeed.
But then we have to be able to advocate for our own future. We have to be able to speak for our own future.
Yeah.
And we have to understand the laws that govern us, the policies that are in place, the frameworks that are in place.
Yeah.
And yeah.
No, indeed. No, you are right. And when you talk about, when you also talk about, you know, understanding the law, and you must also know which law to touch when you want to assist our country. Because at the end of the day, a country needs economic development.
Mm.
And economic development is not only in terms of numbers. Because if you look, in most cases, our country, now we have been doing very well in terms of the economy. I think from around 20 to 2010, if I'm not mistaken, we have been classified as upper middle income.
Mm-hmm.
And our late president, I like his argument. He was saying, no, this classification is only numbers, but development go beyond increasing in your GDP, because you need human development. And for us to have human development, we need to build the capacity for our young people.
Yeah, that's how we have to engage our higher institutions of learning to bridge that gap between the economy and our students and our young ones that are coming up. You know, how do they enter that market, and how do they enter that market successfully to ensure that the economy is growing at the end of
Let's go to a commercial break.
How do we brew the perfect Heineken? At Heineken, we use our five-star brewing process to ensure a unique balanced taste for that refreshing first Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
And I think that brings us to the end of another Lecture Hall 1 episode.
Maybe episode 20. We just built on what has been already established by Kanjo Kangwanyoka. So to our listeners, thank you very much for taking time to listen to us. And see you next time. Same place, same time.
Same station.
Same station.
It's goodbye from us.
All right.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Ipurane ngeno wapogwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Kono ngeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nini uto, o tukwetira o special ange, tashake ngeje pa omarude dayo loka, opone ushendife nawa, nukumuna oijabwiri nawa, ninge kwa tafanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onore tatu imwe mbali heari, nola natu, heari bali no heari, ileko derewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu matatu, omafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So, not fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Any person who doesn't have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed.
You can be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda
Rwanda, Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future. Eagle FM. The Eye.